Katambay, how's your perspective coming this year? Meaning, kamusta yung mindset mo sa pagpasok ng taong 2024? Marami kasing nangyari noon na maaaring sobrang apektado ka pa rin hanggang ngayon. Kaya naman ang tendency is, instead of having the right mindset in life, nagkakaroon ka pa rin ng negative mindset, ng wrong perspective sa buhay. In this episode, I am going to share why it's really important to have the right mindset. And I'm going to share 4 life-changing mindset that we should aspire to have in order to succeed in the year 2024. Ready ka na, Katambay? Let's do this. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Now, our mindset affects everything, and I mean everything. Do you agree? It affects and, alam mo yun, it influences our approach to challenges, to opportunities that comes our way, and even in our relationship. Apektado rin yan. It also affects how we handle trials, hardship that comes our way. So, alam mo yung katambay, sa araw-araw, importante talaga na magkaroon tayo ng tamang mindset. Now, as we begin the year 2024, it is very important na ngayon pa lang ay makasimula na tayo ng merong tamang perspective sa buhay. Right mindset for the year 2024. And today, in this episode, I'm going to share 4 life-changing mindset that we should aspire that can really help us to succeed in the year 2024. So katambay, tanong lang, gusto mo bang maging successful ngayong taon? Now, you need to have this 4 life-changing mindset. Now, bago natin pag-usapan yung 4 na mindset na yan, pag-usapan muna natin yung mga factors that can affect our mindset. It could be a good one or a bad one. So it's good to take note of this and evaluate natin kung ang mga factors na ito ba ay nakaka-apekto sa atin ay nakakabuti or baka naman hindi. Alright? Let's begin. Number 1 factor, of course, our environment, our upbringing. Saan ka lumaki? No? Yung nakapaligid sa'yo. Kasi kung lahat ng nakapaligid sa'yo, yung environment mo ay nega, chances are ikaw din ay magiging ganun. So, tignan mo, katambay, kung ang perspective ba ng mga tao na nakapaligid sa'yo ay, is it a good one or a negative one? Is it a good one or a bad one? Then, that is affecting you, influencing you as well. Nahahawa ka. So, factor ang environment. Second factor, our experiences, of course. If you had a bad experience, it will tend to influence you or convince you to have the wrong thinking as well. Maling pananaw din sa buhay. So, tingnan mong mabuti, katambay, yung mga nakaraan mo, yung past mo. Maybe you need to forgive something that happened sa iyo na hindi okay in order for you to have this good perspective in life. Para magkaroon ka ng refresh. What's good with the year 2024 is bago. So you can begin and choose to start a clean slate. So katambay, I suggest push that reset button. Try again, begin again, pero this time with a clean heart, with a clean soul, with a clean thinking para magkaroon ka ng tamang perspective or mindset sa buhay. Number 3, third factor that affects our mindset, well, the information that you receive. the information around you. Information, ibig sabihin yung news. Information, ibig sabihin social media. Kung saan ka nakakatanggap na information, pwede ring marites. So, nakaka-apekto rin yan on the way we think sa ating perspective sa buhay. If it's negative na na-receive mo, if it's not good na natatanggap mo, matatakot ka, maiinis ka, so naapektuhan ang mindset mo. Alright? And another information na pinagkukuhan mo, and factor din ito, is yung influence ng circle mo. Meaning yung close people around you, your tribe, your group, your tropa, your barkada, your friends, and even your family. Kung ano ang nangyayari with that relationship, alam mo, naapektuhan yan ang mindset mo. Naapektuhan yan ang perspective at pananaw mo rin sa buhay. So be careful, katambay, as you entertain all these thoughts, all this influence na binibigay nila. What's good here is if alam mo na, na hindi nakakabuti, set up a healthy boundary to protect yourself, to save yourself, and to help yourself to have that right mindset. Say no. No. Gusto ko itong taon na 2024, I have the right mindset. You have the power to say no. You have that choice to say no. And saying no is actually not a bad thing. Most especially kung talagang makakatulong yan sa iyo. And speaking of makakatulong sa iyo, another factor is your self-talk. Ano ang madalas mong sabihin sa iyong sarili? Do you always doubt yourself? Do you always say that you're not enough? Do you always say that hanggang dito ka lang, hindi mo kaya, wala ka talagang magagawa? Well, I'm telling you, apektadong-apektado na katambay ang iyong mindset. Super negative na ng mindset mo. Then that's the reason why nagfe-fail. Why hindi mo nagagawa yung gusto mong gawin. Why at the same time hindi mo naaabot yung gusto mong ma-achieve. It's because napaka-powerful po ng self-talk. Okay? So, watch out. Mabuti pang mag-reflect ka, i-evaluate mo, i-check mo, ano yung madalas mong sinasabi sa iyong sarili. And connected to that is this last factor that is your belief system. Meron ka bang limiting beliefs? Connected yan sa negative self-talk na lagi mong sinasabi sa sarili mo. Yan yung mga parang lagi mo nalang kinokontra ang sarili mo kapag may gusto kang gawin. Lagi ka nalang nagko-convince sa sarili mo na wag na, hindi mo kaya, wag na lang, talagang wala kang kapasidad na gawin yan. Wrong belief system. Pero kung tama naman ang belief system mo, then good factor yan para magkaroon ka ng tamang mindset for the year 2024. Now, check mo itong mga factors na to sa buhay mo, katambay, and see if these are causing you to have a negative thinking, negative perspective in life. Now, if yes, my suggestion, katambay, adjust. Learn and analyze what you need to do in order to shift it to a positive mindset, to a good one, to the right mindset. Now, kung nai-influence ka naman ng mga factors na ito to have a positive mindset, then katambay, my suggestion is for you to make sure that you have these factors ngayong taong 2024. Now, before we proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazi here. Thanks for tuning in to The Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in Unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
All right. I encourage you to listen to them after you finish listening to this episode. Let's talk about now, what is it that we need to seek? Ano yung kailangan nating hanapin? Anong kailangan i-work out ng mga mindset para maging successful, para mag-succeed ngayong 2024? And you know what? I call this 4 life-changing mindset. Let's begin. Number one, what you need to aspire and to seek to have is to have this growth mindset, or I also call this the abundance mindset. When you have this mindset, it means okay ka sa mga challenges. You don't run from challenges. You see it as an opportunity, yung mga challenges na to. You see it as an opportunity for you to learn and for you to be better. Okay? And you face these challenges thinking that it's going to bring you out of your comfort zone. Yan ang growth mindset. You don't get stuck to where you are. You don't stay na komportable kasi. Hindi. When you have this growth mindset, that you have this abundance mindset, you are, ang tendency mo is you want to step out. You want to go to where ka pa mag-grow. Where ka pa may matututunan. Where is the abundance? Doon ka pupunta. Okay? Hindi ka natatakot. Alright? That's growth mindset. And another, growth mindset or abundance mindset is you learn from feedback. You seek feedback. You ask. You look for mentors. You learn from them. Okay? And at the same time, when we talk about having this growth mindset or abundance mindset, may persistence. Okay? Hindi ka basta-basta tawag dito nagba-back down. Resilient ka. Gagawa ka ng paraan. Yan ang growth mindset. Alright? Tapos talagang open ka to learn. You have this willingness na, okay, may matututunan ako dito. Na sa lahat ng may encounter mo, sa lahat ng may experience mo, you always look for, okay, anong tinuturo nito sa akin? For all the challenges that life is throwing you, you tend to think that, anong tinuturo ng Diyos sa akin dito? Anong ginagawa sa akin ng Diyos dito? You don't choose na magreklamo. Kasi nakakalungkot. ang dami na ngayong reklamador sa buhay. 'Di ba? That instead of just learning from what this situation is teaching you in order for you to grow and be better, we get stuck with pagrereklamo. And also, what I love with having the growth mindset or the abundance mindset is that you treat no, the word no, di ba? Kadalasan pag sinabing no, is, ay, wala na. Ay, ayaw na. Ay, hindi na. Pero ikaw, when you encounter a no, ang dating sa'yo nun, okay, next one. Okay, next opportunity. That's the no sa iyo. You don't settle with, alam mo yun, wala, hindi na. Lagi kang, okay, it's not hindi na, pero hindi pa. Yan ang growth mindset. Yan ang abundance mindset. Katambay, I pray that you seek this, you aspire this, no? Na ngayong taong 2024, this is going to be your perspective. Na you will continue to grow and seek abundance. Okay? Let's move on. Another mindset that I want to share to you na kailangan din nating i-aspire na magkaroon is that a mindset that is open to changes. Ang mundo ay, alam mo yun, part na talaga ng mundo ang maraming pagbabago. Maraming nagbago at marami pa rin magbabago. So, alam mo yun, have this perspective na, alam mo yun, I will adapt. Because you're open to changes. Hindi mo talaga maiiwasan na may mga magbabago sa buhay mo, sa sitwasyon mo. Pero, if you have this kind of mindset, this perspective in life that you're open to changes, you will adapt. No matter how many times things change, you will adjust. Adapt, adjust, and the third A is always curious. Yan ang importante. As you have this mindset, hindi kayong, okay, wala na, nagbago na eh. Wala na, tapos na. Hindi. Gagawa ka ng paraan. Aalamin mo paano ka makakasabay. Paano ka rin makaka-shift doon sa mga nagbago. Diba? Katambay. So, I pray that this 2024, may we be open to changes. Another beautiful mindset, life-changing mindset that we need to have is this mindset of being grateful. Baka sabihin nyo, Kuya Le, parang napakasimple naman yan, life-changing talaga. Opo. Ang problema, nakakalimutan natin ito sa buhay. To see that we are blessed. To acknowledge that what we have is really enough. Because as long as you know that the Lord is with you, God is with you, Jesus is with you, it is enough. And as long as you know that the Lord is with you, you will believe that you are indeed blessed. It's not about what you receive, but it's about that God who loves you so much and is with you 24/7. You see and acknowledge that you're blessed. Kasi ganito ah, once that you're grateful, na may gratitude ka, well, alam mo yun, malelessen yung pagiging malungkutin mo. Malelessen yung loneliness, yung sadness, and malelessen yung stress kasi grateful ka. You will see everything as a blessing. You will see everything as, oy, teka, papasalamat ako dito. Uy, grabe, salamat, nagkaroon ng ganito. Diba? Hindi ka may stress. And I believe na maiiwasan din ito yung anxiety, you being anxious, and being depressed. Diba? Ang ganda sa simpleng pag-acknowledge mo that you are blessed by being grateful, well, it helps a lot. It helps you as a person. It helps your mental health. It gives you this better well-being. Diba? Grabe, just having a grateful mindset. And what's happening here is you're enhancing happiness. So, choose to be happy. Alright, katambay? And when once you're grateful, there's no room for comparing. There's no room for you to see that, ay, bakit sila mas blessed? Hindi. There's no room for comparing. Makikita mo sila na, ay, sila blessed, oh. Salamat sa Diyos, bless sila. Dahil ang Diyos talaga nagpro-provide. Tapos ano yung de-declare mo na, ako na ang susunod. Di ba, ang ganda? So katambay, I pray that may we aspire to have this grateful mindset. And last, the fourth life-changing mindset that I want to share to you is you need to have a proactive mindset. Yung tipong hindi ka lang nakaabang. Yes, next opportunity. Sinabi ko kanina, no? Next opportunity. Pero it does not mean na mag-aantay ka ng next opportunity. You will take an initiative. Gagawa ka ng paraan. Okay? Tapos, when you have a proactive mindset, it means that you're looking for solutions. You're not dwelling on the problem. Kasi when you dwell on the problem, you get stuck. Tapos, when you dwell on the problem, you get stuck, you become ungrateful. Diyan ka nagiging reklamador. So, you focus on finding the solution. This is so beautiful that tawag dito to have this year 2024. Gagawan mo ng paraan. One perfect example nito is I'm going to the story in the Bible wherein there's four friends who was carrying their paralytic friend. And when they want to bring their paralytic friend to Jesus. Tapos, pagdating nila dun sa bahay, punong-puno, wala silang magawa. Hindi nila malapit yung kanilang kaibigan. Pero nasumuko ba sila? Hindi. They have this proactive mindset. Okay? Anong ginawa nila? Hindi, gawa natin ang solusyon. Kailangan nating madali siya kay Jesus. No? Anong ginawa nila? Nakita nila yung bubong. Umakyat sila sa bubong. Tapos hinukay nila yung bubong. And then slowly binaba nila yung kaibigan nilang paralytic kay Jesus. And after that, anong nangyari? We all know what happened. A miracle happened. Their paralytic friend was healed. Diba? It's because of their proactive mindset. So, I believe, my beloved friends, Katambay, listen. Changing your mindset is a total game changer in your life. It's really going to give you this tawag push in order for you to really succeed in the year 2024. Recap tayo. Four life-changing mindset. Number one, growth mindset or abundance mindset. Number two, open to changes mindset. Number three, grateful mindset. And number four, proactive mindset. Let us pray in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and for your love. Thank you for this message today. Lord, we seek for your grace. May you help us to have this right mindset in the year 2024. And as we talk about perspective in life, may we realize and recall and remember that you are a good God who blessed us last year. And nawa, Panginoon, huwag naming makalimutan yun. May we also aspire to have this faithful mindset, this faith and belief in you that yes, you have beautiful plans for us for the year 2024. Bless us, guide us, be with us, O Jesus. This is our prayer in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Thank you, Katambay, for your time and for listening. Please follow me dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saang platform mo man ito pinakikinggan. Pakiusap ko lang, pakirate mo naman po ang podcast ko. You can give me a 5-star if you want. Most especially kapag natulungan ka ng podcast na ito. Malaking tulong po kasi sa akin yan para marami pa tayong maimbitahan dito sa ating tambayan. You could follow me or send me a message sa aking page, Coach Lev, sa Facebook. Or you could email me, tambayanwithcoachlev@gmail.com. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Katambay. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.